రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 4 చాప్టర్ 25 ఎంటైటిల్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ పురంజన. టెక్స్ట్ 9. ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. అత్ర తే కథయిష్యే అముం ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం పురంజనస్య చరితం నిబోధ వదతో మమ. అత్ర తే కథయిష్యసే అముం అత్ర తే కథయిష్యే అముం ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం పురంజనశ్చరితం నిబుధ వదతో మమ. అత్ర తే కథయిష్యే అముం ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం పురంజనశ్చరితం నిబుధ వదతో మమ. అత్ర తే కథయిష్యే అముం ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం పురంజనశ్చరితం నిబుధ వదతో మమ. అత్ర తే కథయిష్యే అముం ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం పురంజనశ్చరితం నిబుధా వదతో మమ. ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం పురంజనశ్చరితం వదతో మమ. అత్ర తే కథయిష్యే అముం ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం పురంజనశ్చరితం మతజీ. అత్ర తే కథయిష్యే అముం ఇతిహాసం పురాతనం పురంజనశ్చరితం నిబుధ వదతో మమ. వాట్ మీనింగ్? అత్ర హియర్ విత్ తే అన్ టు యూ కథయిష్యే ఐ షల్ స్పీక్ అముం ఆన్ దిస్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఇతిహాసం హిస్టరీ పురాతనం వెరీ ఓల్డ్ పురంజనశ్చ ఇన్ ద మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ పురంజన చరితం హీస్ క్యారెక్టర్ నిబోధ try to understand vadato mama while I am speaking. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. In this connection I wish to narrate an old history connected with the character of a king called Puranjana. Please try to hear me with great attention. Purport. The great sage Narada Muni turned toward another topic, the history of King Puranjana. This is nothing but the history of King Prachina Barhishat told in a different way. In other words, this is an allegorical presentation. The word Puranjana means one who enjoys in a body. This is clearly explained in the next few chapters. Because a person entangled in material activities wants to hear stories of material activities, Narada Muni turned to the topics of King Puranjana, who is none other than the King Prachinavarhishat. Narada Muni did not directly deprecate the value of performing sacrifices in which animals are sacrificed. Lord Buddha, however, directly rejected all animal sacrifice. Srila Jayadev Goswami has stated, Nindashi Jagga Vidher Ahaha Sruti Jatam. The word Sruti Jatam indicates that in the Vedas, animal sacrifice is recommended. But Lord Buddha directly denied Vedic authority in order to stop animal sacrifice. Consequently, Lord Buddha is not accepted by the followers of the Vedas because he does not accept the authority of the Vedas. Lord Buddha is depicted as an agnostic or atheist. The great sage Narada cannot decry the authority of the Vedas, but he wanted to indicate to King Prachinavarhishat that the path of Karmakanda is very difficult and risky. Foolish persons accept the difficult path of Karmakanda for the sake of sense enjoyment, and those who are too much attached to sense enjoyment are called mudhas, rascals. It is very difficult for a mudha to understand the ultimate goal of life. In the propagation of the Krishna consciousness movement, we actually see that many people are not attracted because they are mudhas, engaged in fruitive activity. It is said, Upadeshahi murkhanam prokupayo nashante. If good instructions are given to a foolish rascal, he simply becomes angry and turns against the instruction instead of taking advantage of them. Because Narada Muni knew this very well, he indirectly instructed the king by giving him the history of his entire life. In order to wear a gold or diamond nose pin or earring, one has to pierce the ear or nose. Such pain endured for the sake of sense gratification is endured on the path of Karmakanda, the path of fruitive activity. If one wishes to enjoy something in the future, he has to endure trouble in the present. If one wants to become a millionaire in the future and enjoy his riches, he has to work very hard at the present moment in order to accumulate money. This is Karmakandya. Those who are too much attached to such a path undergo the risk anyway. Narada Muni wanted to show King Prachinavarhishat how one undergoes great troubles and miseries in order to engage in fruitive activity. A person who is very much attached to material activity is called Vishayi. A Vishayi is an enjoyer of Vishaya, which means eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Narada Muni is indirectly indicating through the story of King Puranjana that eating, sleeping, mating and defending are troublesome and risky. The words itihasam, history, and puratanam, old, indicate that although a living entity lives within the material body, the history of the living entity within the material body is very old. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Anadi karma phale pari bhavarnava jale taribare na dekhi upaya. Due to my past fruitive activities, I have fallen into the water of material existence and I cannot find any way to get out of it. Every living entity is suffering in this material existence from past activities. Therefore, anyone has a very old history foolish material scientists have manufactured their own theories of evolution, which are simply concerned with the material body. But actually, this is not the real evolution. The real evolution is the history of the living entity, who is Puranjana, living within the body. So Narada Muni will explain this evolutionary theory in a different way for the understanding of sane persons.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sarupa Damodara Swaminiti Namini Namasad Bhakta Mane Manipura Udbhavaya Cha Prabhupada Lasad Bani Pracharo Nirataya.
So here Narada Muni is instructing King Prachina Varhishat. When Prachina Varhishat was busy in performing sacrifices, fruitive activities to be elevated to the heavenly planets, so Narada Muni understood that this is the proper time to instruct the king. So Narada Muni knows where he should go and to whom he should instruct, and which is the proper time. So he immediately came to King Prachina Varhishat, because he was the leader. So preaching to the leader is very, very important. Because if the leaders are devotee, then his followers are influenced. So when Narada Muni came, so he realized, if I tell him directly that what nonsense are you doing, then he may get offended. This is the problem to preach to the important persons, the VIPs. They have some ego, and it is not so easy to preach to the VIPs. Simple-hearted, ordinary villagers, they may accept direct preaching, but those who are either materially very opulent or like scientists, those who are very brilliant, intelligent, and those who are very rich, they have some pride. So if a person like Prachina Varhishat was a king, if Narada Muni directly start to scold him, then he may get offended. So that's why, instead of directly scolding him, Narada Muni very intelligently, he told the story of Puranjana, who is actually, only he changed the name, and very tactfully he narrated the story, and King Prachina Varhishat realized, actually I am also like that King Puranjana, I am also like Puranjana. So he realized. So in this way, Narada Muni is showing the technique of preaching to those people who are very, very egoistic or very much well established materially. Narada Muni is our acharya, especially for ISKCON, as it is a preaching organization. So he is teaching the technique how to preach to very, very important people. So another point is that actually those who are little materially attached, they may not like to hear philosophy so much. Those who are interested in material enjoyment, for them they feel philosophical discussion is like dry. So they prefer hearing stories. So that is also another reason why Narada Muni wanted to tell the story of Puranjana. We see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also used to tell many stories. Because those who are not interested in philosophy, because generally people, those who are engaged in sense gratification, their brain has become more or less dull. So that's why for them story is more impressive than philosophical discussion. Just like Vaishamuni, he wrote Mahabharata for those people who are not very intelligent, because they are attracted by stories. and through stories they also learn the philosophy. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has narrated many stories. Two books are published. I think from ISKCON also it is translated. Upakhane Upadesh. Instruction through stories. So in this way, if you learn those stories, through stories, it is very easy to capture the mind of those people who are not attracted to philosophy. Because Vaishnava philosophy is really very, 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 very deep. Very, very deep. Another reason is, story makes philosophy easy to understand. Sometimes when direct philosophy is discussed, it is very difficult to understand. But when some story or some analogy or allegory is given, then it is easy to understand the significance or the deep meaning of philosophy. So that's why, considering all these things, sometimes preachers, they tell stories. In this way, they don't hit the person directly, they don't offend the person directly, and philosophy is made easy, and naturally they like stories. So in this way, it is a very good preaching technique. This is the nature of Acharya. Acharya knows how to preach, a pure devotee knows how to preach, and for him preaching is not stereotyped. For different persons, he applied different techniques for different time and circumstances. A good preacher applies different techniques. Our Prabhupada also, when he went to America and when he preached in Western countries, he made Vaishnava philosophy so simple. But actually Vaishnava philosophy is not so simple. It is very, very difficult. Any sloka, any verse from Vedic scriptures can be explained month after month, month after month. And there are so many commentaries written by different acharyas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidyabhushan. They are explaining one word, different acharyas from different angle of vision. They are explaining a single word in different ways, and the explanation is not completed. Still it is going on, and ever fresh meaning is revealed. Day after day by day, new realization and meaning is revealed. So Vaishnava philosophy is really very deep. But when Srila Prabhupada went to Western countries, he made it so simple, like baby food. This is Acharya. He judged the digestive power of the listener to whom he is preaching. That a good preacher must judge the digestive power. Sometimes there is a complaint that Srila Prabhupada did not give the highest philosophy. No, he has given the highest philosophy, but because our digestive power is very poor, we have very weak, poor digestive power. That's why Srila Prabhupada presented the highest philosophy in the simplest way. That is not that he did not want to give us the highest philosophy. And he already gave highest philosophy, but it was presented in a simple way. So that people will start. People will start, and slowly, slowly they will come. They can also enter into the highest philosophy. There is a story that one man was, imprisoned in a building. He was imprisoned and he could not come out. It was on the maybe some upper stories, like say fifth stories or ten storied building. He was on the 10-storied floor, and all the doors are locked. So somehow or other he communicated through letter. He was writing letter and throwing through the windows. And some of his friend collected those letters, and he was giving some guideline how he can come out from this entanglement. So then he told, actually in my room there is a napkin. So he separated all the threads from that napkin, and he made some, he tied all the threads and made a long, very long thread. And through the window he threw that thread, advising his friends to tie a bigger thread, thicker thread with that thin thread. So the friends followed his instruction and they tied a thicker thread. So he just pulled. By pulling, he got that thicker thread. Then he instructed the friends, now you tie another thicker thread, another thicker thread. So they tied another thicker thread and the prisoner, he pulled it. So he got the bigger, thicker thread. So then, like this, one by one, thicker and thicker. Then at last, they put a big, like, rope, Jagannath rope, big rope. Then that also he got. So then he tied that rope with iron. Then some or other, he, climbed. By climbing that thread, climbing down, he escaped. So the starting was from small, from a small thread. The starting point was small thread, but slowly, from small to big, from smaller to bigger. At last, he got so much strength, he could use so much facilities to get down. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada has given us so that we can start. We can start. And slowly we can gather more strength, more energy, more understanding of this philosophy. Now so many of ISKCON gurus, they are explaining our philosophy so elaborately. See, elaborate philosophy will give us the real enjoyment, real pleasure. When we read elaborately, there is a commentary of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by Vishwanath Chakraborty Thakur. And if we study that, you will see so elaborate, and then you will get more pleasure. So now, in ISKCON, different gurus like Bhanu Maharaj and different gurus, they are translating and explaining philosophy. So we are sure that day by day, the philosophy which Prabhupada has given in a simplified way will be elaborated and explained, and will be what we are demanding, that we need. Sometimes some devotees, they leave ISKCON, they want to get some higher philosophy outside, but it is not necessary. It is inside and it has to be boiled. It has to be boiled, it has to be elaborated, and this is our duty, this is our this is given to the followers of Srila Prabhupada. That is more enjoyable. Running out of ISKCON and going and searching for new philosophy and higher philosophy is not required, and it is also offensive. It is better to stay in ISKCON and enjoy the bliss of explaining and hearing the explanation of our different gurus. Then we will get deeper knowledge. So, just my point was that how Srila Prabhupada used techniques of preaching according to time and circumstances. Because he knew, he could tell direct all this detailed philosophy in the Western countries, but he did not tell all this in detail, because he knew that their digestive power is weak. So, due to this preaching technique Prabhupada applied, ISKCON is so successful because his technique was perfect. Lord Buddha also applied similar technique. When he came, he realized that these Brahmins, so-called Brahmins, they are actually nothing but Asuras. Asuras, they are Rakshasa. Rakshasa Kalima Svitta Jayante Brahma Jonishu. It is stated in the scriptures that those who are demons, they will take birth in Kali Yuga, in Brahminical family. So, Lord Buddha knew that all these so-called Brahmins, they are nothing but demons. But if he tells them, you are demons, they will feel offended. So, Lord Buddha did not tell them that you are demons. But because they were demons, it was very easy for Lord Buddha to convince them that all these Vedas are false. because demons, they naturally they don't believe in Vedas. So when Lord Buddha told them that these Vedas and Vedic literatures are false, they very easily they accepted, yes, these Vedas are false. So if Vedas are false, then why are you following the Vedas? Because they were arguing that in Vedas, the cow killing and all these animal sacrifices are recommended without understanding the deep meaning. But Lord Buddha could tell them, you don't have power, you don't have brain to understand the meaning of Veda. But Lord Buddha did not heed their ego. He just told them this Veda is false and they easily accepted because they are already they are atheists. For them to accept, Veda is false, God is not there, atheism. It was very easy for them because by nature they are atheists. So Lord Buddha in this way, very tactfully, according to time and circumstances, he cheated them and he started them to teach, to follow regulative principles. A regulative principle is very, very important to understand Vedas because it will make a person elevated to the mood of goodness, and from mood of goodness one can try to understand Vedas. So this was Lord Buddha's technique, which was suitable for that time and circumstances. Jesus Christ, he also told that I have so many things to tell you, but you cannot digest. So that's why he did not tell. Whatever little thing he told, some of the people killed him. They could not digest even that. So the preacher, they understand this, that these people are not very much qualified to digest this deep philosophy. Sometimes according to time and circumstances, sometimes in the form of story, in different way, in different techniques, they present the philosophy. There is an interesting story, I think it was about Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, he was undoubtedly very elevated pure devotee. And one king, he became jealous of him and he wanted to defeat Narottam Das Thakur. So he hired a scholar, Rupnarayan Chakraborty. He hired that scholar and he appointed him to defeat Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam, he went to the place where Narottam Das Thakur was staying. But when his followers and friends heard that king has sent a scholar to defeat Narottam Das Thakur, they felt very unhappy. So they thought, before this scholar could approach our guru, before that we'll defeat that scholar. So they dressed themselves as ordinary palm seller, selling betel nuts and betel leaves. And another devotee, he dressed himself like a clay pot seller, just like ordinary poor men, they dressed themselves and they are sitting in the market because they knew these people, they like to chew pan, they are fond of chewing pan. So when they are sitting side by side, then this Rupnarayan Chakraborty came and they started to discuss philosophy in Sanskrit. In those days, Sanskrit means, it was very prestigious language. In that time, it was honored so much. So Rupnarayan, he was very much expert in Sanskrit. Then he realized that their Sanskrit is really lucid and perfect. And when he started discussion, then he got defeated even by this pan seller and clay pot sellers. Then he asked the local people, who are these pan sellers and who are these, who are these two persons? So they told that they are follower of Narottam Das Thakur. Then he realized, follower of Narottam Das Thakur is so expert. They are selling pan and betel nuts, but they are so expert in philosophy. Then what about Narottam Das Thakur? He must be 10 times more expert than his followers. Then they got little nervous. And without meeting Narottam Das Thakur, they ran away. So different types of techniques are there, for preaching. Sometimes in different countries devotees are changing dress so that they can preach. So preaching technique is very, very important, and in our Vaishnava history and literature, so we find so many different examples how the devotees are using different kinds of techniques. So this is one of the important point of this verse, and another point. Okay, so I wanted to tell another point. So those who are not mature, they feel offended when somebody tell them the real truth, they feel offended. Prabhupada is quoted here from Hitopadesh. Hitopadesh is a book, a Sanskrit book. Prabhupada is quoted, Upadeshahi murkhanam prakupayo na shantaye. If some good advice is given to a foolish person, to a fool number one, if some good instruction and advice is given, he gets angry, he becomes upset. So the story is like that. Some monkeys were sitting in a tree. In rainy season, some monkeys are sitting under that tree, and some birds, they are sitting in their nest. I think all of you have heard this story, but this is coming from the same book, Hitopadesh. So the birds, they were in the nest, and it was raining heavily. It was raining. So when it was raining, the birds were telling the monkeys, because monkeys were getting drenched. They were under the tree and getting wet. So the birds were instructing them, dear monkeys, why are you suffering so much in rainy season? You see, we are small birds. We even do not have hands like you. But we have made our nest and we are living here comfortably. Even it is raining, we are not so much suffering like you. But you have hands and you are more intelligent than us. Why are you suffering like this in rainy season? Why don't you make your house? So the monkeys, they got very upset. These small, tiny birds, they are daring to instruct us. Okay. So when the rain was over, they climbed up the tree and they destroyed all the nests. So in this way, they showed their anger. This is the lesson of the story. Upadeshahi murkhanam prakupayo na shantaye. When some foolish person is given good instruction, his anger is not calmed down. His anger is not reduced. Rather, he becomes more angry. He cannot accept, he cannot digest the scolding or good, even good instruction from higher authorities. He is like monkey. I remember one time I was going to Kolkata by a bus, and the driver, he was driving and he was smoking cigarette. And few days back the government passed a law that smoking in public place is strictly prohibited, and if somebody smoke, then there will be some fine, like 500 rupees or some 1000 rupees, there will be some fine. So one ISKCON devotee, he was also sitting with me. But he directly told the driver, don't smoke, don't smoke. So the driver got very angry, but he did not tell anything. So he was driving and driving. So when the bus arrived, bus reached the airport, Kolkata airport, that devotee wanted to get down. So he told, I want to get down, it's my stoppage. So the driver, he is not listening. He just crossed the stoppage and like 2-3 miles, the bus went. So he started to cry, hey, what happened? Why are you not stopping? Why are you not stopping? Why are you not allowing me to smoke? So he became angry, you know. So then I remember the story, Upadeshahi murkhanam prakupayo na shanta. He gave a good advice, but the driver got so angry that he also took the revenge. He could take a good lesson. Yes, I should not smoke, it is not good for me. But instead of taking the good lesson, he became angry. So that's why, Shaktam Bruvat Priyam Bruvat. It is Prabhupada instructed us that you may tell the truth, you must tell the truth, but you present the truth in such a way that it is very tasty, it is very palatable, very palatable. So this is this art we have to learn. have to become exactly like shopkeeper in preaching. Shopkeeper, they keep many items and many customers come to purchase those items. So you have to see that the customers must not get offended, because if the customer gets offended, I cannot sell my items. I am here to sell my items, but if the customer gets angry and offended, so I should speak very sweetly, so that customer is not angry, then I can sell my target is to sell my products, to sell my items. Similarly, when somebody comes and we want to preach, we must remember that I have to sell this philosophy. I have to inject this philosophy. He's like a customer, so I must not offend him, because if I offend him, if I tell, oh, maybe he is initiated by some mission, some bogus guru, if I tell him, oh, your guru is bogus, then immediately he'll never come to ISKCON and he'll never listen to ISKCON devotee. So that's why, without offending him, before joining ISKCON, I had some little fascination for Swami Vivekananda. I was fond of him. I was going also Ramakrishna mission. But if just in the beginning I could hear Prabhupada's comment on Vivekananda, maybe I could also get offended. I mean, I could revolt. But when I read Prabhupada's books, I did not find some strong comment on him. So I liked his philosophy, I liked this philosophy, and I joined. But after so many years passed, slowly, now I realize, oh, Prabhupada has passed very, very strong comment on him. So of course he passed this strong comment not openly. He was speaking with his intimate disciples. So the preacher, they know how to get the customer, how to catch the customer without hurting them. So this is very, very important. So in this story, next 2-3 chapters actually will narrate the story of King Puranjana. Puranjana means the person who is the soul who is living in this city of this body. Body is compared with a city. And this city has got 9 gates. 9 gates mean 9 holes, just like 2 eyes, nostrils. So all these holes, they are actually meant for materialistic enjoyment. And all these holes are producing some dirty things. Just like from eyes, some dirt is coming out. From ear, if you clean the ear, you can see some dirt is coming out. From nose, some, what is called, that mucus is coming out. So actually all our body, from anal, stool is coming out, from genital, urine is coming out. So this body, consisting of this 9 gates, they are all actually dirty gates. But the so-called enjoyment people are doing is also by using these 9 gates. And we are living in this body. So Narad Muni very nicely explained how the soul is passing from one body to another body, from one city to another city to enjoy. And at last he explained how the body gets dismantled. Some fire, just like fire burns a city. Similarly, at the time of death, the body will be very much suffering from high fever, and this is like burning the city of this body, and the soul will be unable to stay here, and the soul will leave the body, and then soul will get rebirth. In this way, Narad Muni explained how King Puranjana, he got rebirth as woman. But luckily he got association of a pure devotee, and he got freed from material entanglement at the end. So in this way, Narad Muni explained the real evolution of the soul through this story. So Prabhupada mentioned the theory of evolution by Darwin. Actually Darwin gave a very funny theory of evolution. Very funny, very childish. If you read Darwin's theory, first of all, Darwin himself said that it is my speculation. Darwin was in that sense truthful. In the conclusion of his books, Origin of Species of Life, Darwin said this is my speculation. In some way he said like this. So the scientist knows that it is speculation, but still they honor it like science. Actually it is taught in science subject, as a science subject, not as speculation. That is because they like it. They like this, that's why they accept it as science. If they don't like it, it is no more science. Science is depending on liking and disliking. So what kind of science is this? But the real theory of evolution is, just like Narad Muni, he has given the story of Puranjana. From this we can understand the real theory of evolution. How the soul, according to his karma, pious or impious or devotional, according to his activities, how he gets promotion or demotion. So this is real theory of evolution. Darwin narrated many stories, which is very funny. He told that that some animal, say like I think pig, went near the ocean and he wanted to drink some water, and some way he fell into the ocean, and then slowly he became in ocean. There is an animal which resemble like pig. So slowly he became this animal in the ocean. Completely, it is even not childish. It is more worse than childish. It is worse than childish. But people, majority people, so-called scientific minded people, they swallow it like anything. So that's why we have to preach opposite philosophy. The truth, the real truth, we have to preach. So this king of Puranjana is a fantastic story. I was reading this story and I was smelling, so deep and so nice story. So each verse can be explained and can be understood so deeply. So this story, we'll be very fortunate that in coming months we'll be enjoying this story of Puranjana, very very instructive story for long time. We'll be enjoying and we'll be hearing from different elevated devotees. So thank you very much. I'd like to stop here. If you have any comment or question, please you can ask.
Example of Narad Muni giving this story, and the same Narad Muni, he actually was very direct when he chastised Vyasadeva for compiling the Veda. Maybe you can speak a little bit about
that. So, Prabhuji is telling that Narad Muni here is very soft. Here he is preaching to Prachinavarhishad in a way so that he is not offended. But when he was preaching to Vyasa Muni, his disciple, he was very bold, and he was even telling that you did some mistake, and he was very directly telling to Vyasa Muni. So it depends on the listener. The preacher can understand, or the guru can understand who is matured in devotion. If the disciple is matured in devotion, then even guru can slap. If the disciple is matured, then disciple is happy. Oh, guru has slapped me. I am so lucky. I will be purified very quickly. It is true. If guru, I get a slap from guru, the purification which could have taken say 10 years, by one slap of guru, it will take 1 day or 1 minute. In 1 minute, if you get a slap from guru, pure real guru, suppose Prabhupada, if giving some slap to some of his disciple or grand disciple, whoever. But this slap will accelerate his purification. It will accelerate his purification. But when guru realized that this disciple is not fit to accept the scolding, then he gives duplicate mercy. But when guru realizes that this disciple is really matured, so I can give him some quick medicine. So that sometimes guru also takes direct method. But realizing the digestive power, of the disciple. If the disciple is really matured, then in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see so many examples. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing, and Srivas Thakur, he was watching Mahaprabhu's dance. He was absorbed in watching Mahaprabhu's dance. Then King Pratapudra, he was behind. Srivas Thakur. So his secretary, the king's secretary, he was pushing Srivas Thakur. Please move, because king cannot see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Srivas Thakur was not in this world. He was completely absorbed. He was completely lost. So when the secretary was pushing him 2-3 times, even king did not notice, because king was looking at Mahaprabhu. So Srivas Thakur got very much disturbed, and he just looked back and slapped the secretary, Harichandan. Harichandan was the secretary. So Srivas Thakur slapped him, and Harichandan immediately became angry, and he wanted to tell something. But at that time, king, when Srivas Thakur was slapping, king saw, oh, why Srivas Thakur is slapping him? So, and he saw that his secretary became angry. So then king asked the secretary, hey, don't become angry on such elevated person. He's a great, pure devotee. So please don't get angry on him. So from this pastime, we can understand, even though King Pratapudra was a king who is supposed to be very, very egoistic, why he has slapped my secretary. But he showed so nice example. That means he has this digestive power to get scolding from Vaishnavas. Nityananda Prabhu once cursed Sivananda Sen that your all son will die. And not only that, he also kicked on his belly, but Sivananda Sen was dancing. These examples are easy to tell, but at least for a person like me, it's very difficult to practically follow. But if we can follow this, our progress will be accelerated like anything. Sometimes disciples, guru, they try to understand, they see what is the level of disciple. And to accelerate the progress, sometimes they are very direct. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Any other comment? Any other comment? Question? Thank you very much. Grantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samavata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nidai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bo.